You're listening to KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. Tornadoes can touch down at any time in Oklahoma. The vast majority of tornadoes form in the spring, but the state sometimes sees a bump in tornado activity in September and October. Today I'm speaking with meteorologist Gary England about Oklahoma's secondary tornado season. Gary England, thank you so much for joining us.
You're right on, baby.
So spring is typically the stormiest season, obviously, in Oklahoma, but we're actually coming up on the state's secondary storm season. That's autumn. Why is fall also a period of increased hazardous weather here? What is it about the conditions for fall that make it prone to having some major storms?
Well, in the spring, jet stream drops down from the north. You know, in the hot time, it's up to the north. Get into the spring, it comes down, and it comes down in the Oklahoma area, this whole area. And then in the fall, same thing happens. The jet stream is somewhere else. It comes back and passes over Oklahoma. Jet stream is the key to having severe storms and tornadoes. So it has to do with the upper airflow again.
So, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, we haven't seen a whole lot of active autumns. There haven't been a lot of tornadoes the last few years. When was the last time that you recall us having a bunch of severe storms in the fall?
Well, as I recall, it was 1998. And October. And we looked at that and you thought, you know, maybe it could be some thunderstorms, a little weak jet stream in the area. And it got some moisture. It's kind of hot out there. And it turned out, you know, because we didn't expect that much, really. And then the storms went up and some F3s out near Cordell. Great video. And fortunately, I don't believe anyone was injured that day. But they were fired up in the afternoon and they went all evening into the night. They have video of a tornado going through Moore from south, which is normal, south to north at about 10 o'clock at night. So it was quite a deal.
Yeah, I believe there were 27 tornadoes in October of 1998,
yeah.
the most that there's ever been during October in Oklahoma. I mean, are there any particular characteristics about autumn tornadoes that are different than spring tornadoes?
Well, usually, it's a broad term, usually they don't last quite as long. And usually, since the time frame is kind of squeezed, you may not get the really huge one, but you still can. And then in 98, we had that F3 and several F2s. But the different thing is, like I said, they don't usually last as long, and usually they're not quite as strong because the jet stream is stronger in the spring compared to the fall.
Besides tornadoes, are there other types of severe weather that could become more commonplace in the fall when we have this bump in storms?
Sometimes I've seen it. Of course, you can flood anytime, but sometimes I've seen in fall situations where a front has kind of drifted down across the state, moisture comes up, everything's kind of stable, not moving, and you get some horrendous rainfalls. Enid, X number of years ago, and nothing was moving. The weak front wasn't moving. The storms weren't moving. So that can be a problem. You can get huge hailstorms too. Hmm.
You know, in the springtime, people are pretty aware of tornadoes.
Yeah.
They're more weather aware during that time. Mm-hmm. But in the fall, are people maybe not as aware about tornadoes? And is that an additional risk when it's a time that people aren't quite tuned in as often as they would be?
I think they're less weather aware during that time frame, so that's a problem.
So Gary, what's your forecast for the autumn? Do you expect that we'll have an active weather season this September, October?
Yeah, September, late September, October. Yeah, should pick up in thunderstorm activity, so it may be quite active.
We've been talking today with meteorologist Gary England. Gary, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You're certainly welcome.
Gary England is a consulting meteorologist in residence at the University of Oklahoma. You can find more of Gary's conversations on KGOU at our website, kgou.org. And that flood in Enid that Gary was talking about, it took place on October 11, 1973. Over 15 inches of rain fell within a 24-hour period. It's the most rainfall ever recorded in Oklahoma in one day.